This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Stand up. I'm standing up.
Slim Shiny. The real Shiny. Slim Shiny. The real Slim Shiny.
Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm standing up.
Well done, Shine. Well done, Curtis.
Curtis really should come out with a diss track.
Absolutely. The way the two of you have been arguing lately, he needs to come out with a diss
track. That'd be good.
This is Bob from Londonderry, New Hampshire, where we will be in New Hampshire Thursday night at the Poorhouse in Keene for a pregame for the road show. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Greg. How you guys doing this morning? Enjoy the program.
What's up?
I hear you talking about the Bruins.
Yeah.
And the goalie situation.
Yes.
I did watch the game. You know me. I'm always on the negative side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weekend looked real good. But I will say one thing. I did watch. I don't know if anybody watched all of the other hockey games.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with every team. But I'll tell you, just watching it, I said to my friend, boy, the Bruins are going to have their hands full regardless after Toronto. And some of these other teams, they look real, real good. They got speed, shooters, and goaltending. So I'm just saying things look good. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you could be negative about anything this morning about the Bruins.
Only in Boston would that call come. It's like, yeah, 5-1 on Saturday night, but they're going to have their hands full.
80 and sunny today, but it's going to snow in December.
It's crazy.
They looked fast, though, the Bruins. Other than Pat Maroon.
Looked a little slow.
He throws his weight around, but they look like
Shine brought it up during his lead. DeBrusque. I look like a completely different player on Saturday night.
Electric.
Could this year be the revenge of DeBrusque after Cassidy celebrated last year after he was forced out by DeBrusque? This is the postseason DeBrusque gets his revenge.
Great point on the Subaru of New England text line. Curtis's diss track should be directed at Mac Jones since they're both rappers.
I got to tell you right now, I'm going to get myself a pickup truck and I'm going to record a diss track.
Right. And that's the great thing about a diss track, Curtis. I mean, you know you're going after Tibbetts Nuts, right? But you can also.
There's no S.
Tibbetts Nut, whatever. I like the nuts better. You can also, with that diss track, even though it's focused at one person, you can always sprinkle in, whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Shime.
Ken and Tibbetts Nut are basically the same person anyway, right. So I'll go after both of them.
You go after that guy who called from Cambridge this morning, said,
Joe,
you weren't a climatologist.
Yeah. Nope. I love all the callers. They're all great.
You could drop a one-liner in there. That's the great thing about a diss track is you could go after multiple people.
No.
I don't know who I do a diss track to. Like, I don't really have any.
Oh, no, who's enemies? That guy that was kind of coming after you in Twitch?
Oh, my mom. Yeah. He would be up there.
What about
He's such a loser, though, that I wouldn't give him my breath.
What about the guy in South Florida that said you had a tab?
Tommy Tabs.
Tommy Tabs.
Yeah.
Tommy Tabs.
But that's the purpose of the diss track is to give your time and breath to the other person you're going after. And
just seems a little petty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's the purpose of it.
No, yeah.
It get low. You know, I don't
okay, but it's been like 5 years since Kim and Kanye disrespected your girl. So why is she bothering with a diss track?
Well, because I think Kim and Kanye expected her to just let it go away, and she's just not going to. It really ruined her reputation for a good period of time.
But she's already won. She's like the king, queen of the world. She's the number one star in every aspect. She's a billionaire. She is, and she's loved, beloved. Her her approval rating is like 95%. Why would you go back into that stuff?
Because when you're on top, you just step on the people below.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful of Kanye's coming out with new music. He might now return with a diss track.
This song's not about Kanye, it's about Kim.
Oh, Kim. Well, maybe he, you know.
One quick complaint. All the songs sound the same.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
That's just
I agree
wrong.
With you, Curtis, on that one. Taylor Swift does has a very similar sound to a lot of her music. It has that.
She has some like country feel on this album. She has some pop. She has sad girl summer music.
It's like Mad Libs. You just change the name of the guy and it's the same song.
Her even her vocals like sound the same. I don't want to get too big into the vocals even though I'm a big, you know, voice watcher.
I will say on Monday when you guys asked me about it, I was a little down on it because there was no real summer bop. The more you listen to it, the more you like it.
What?
What about a Scal Caleb Martin diss track?
Ooh. Oh, that'd be a good one.
Titled Code Red.
What about a John Sterling TV diss track? Would that be something you would tune into?
I feel like Shime and Gresh could do diss tracks back and forth to each other.
That's true.
I do like
Scal. I know he did it during They Said It, but I do like him trying to get everybody going.
Mm-hmm. That's a summer bop.
Talking about how it's intentional.
Yeah.
We have the audio. I think he makes great points.
You do?
Yeah, I think Scal, I mean, why else would you call that timeout?
But are you going to know that? So you're the call.
So he's saying in the timeout, Spoelstra's like, listen, go and do something to Tatum.
Yeah, because you don't know that the
with a minute left in the game.
Right. You don't know that the rebound's going to be perfect in a position where.
Well, it didn't. He took the advantage of the opportunity that he was given.
But what if now you just got to search him out like a goon?
That's what Scal is saying. Eric Spoelstra did. Eric Spoelstra said, go headhunting.
Yeah,
essentially.
I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just. Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code Red. You know, like in A Few Good Men. Did you order the Code Red?
I mean, it was clearly intentional.
Yes, it was a dirty play.
Well, and some people are trying to say like Drew Holiday pushed him into him.
No.
I do not see that.
No.
I feel like at that point in the game, if you're the Miami Heat players and you clearly see that the rebound is going to be, because there was two Celtics players over there. It was Tatum and somebody else. Like, you had no chance for it. Why are you even jumping or going into somebody to try to fight for that rebound in that situation? So,
aren't the coaches all mic'd up? Don't they do those like tuning in when you come back from break? I know they're edited, but
sometimes.
I mean, somebody has the audio of whatever Spoelstra said.
Yeah, I know Tatum was mic'd up, but yeah, you might be right on that one.
He was talking trash. Tatum and Brown were talking trash during that game. Yeah. That mic'd up's pretty good.
So, you know, it would be if Spoelstra did do that, that's extremely low.
I mean, it's
to
a
go
simple
try to hurt the best player out there.
But isn't the only shot the Heat have in the series is if they get the Celtics off their game and get them pissed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's smart on his part if the Celtics respond to it. But this team doesn't seem like. I mean, you have Tatum was asked about whether that's why he jumped up right afterwards. I think
just understand it's playoff basketball, right? It's a physical game, playing against a physical team. You know, it's going to happen. It's not the last time I'm probably going to get hit like that or fouled in this series. So, you know, I wasn't hurt. You get hit like that, you know, just get up. And I knew he was in the bonus, so go down there and knock the free throws down.
Mm. It does look like a hip check in hockey. It's going to twitch right now. It does look like he hip checked him.
What about this question?
He bent down to help him up.
Yeah, but they always do that, though.
Right. They're mitigate like, the damage.
Yeah.
And I can already see it in Twitch. People still think Drew pushed him. If you watch it slowed down, it does look like that. When you watch it in actual time, he literally barely touches him. Like, Drew barely touches Martin.
Yeah.
It's not. There was no push that sent him barreling into Tatum.
He gives him a little shove, but
it's not. It looks like a little shove when it's slowed down.
But he's not going for the ball.
No, he doesn't jump at all.
Yeah.
No.
What isn't the question to Spoelstra? What was the point of that timeout? Like, what did you say? You're down 16 with 90 seconds left. You're drawing up like a, you know, a 10-point play.
Mm.
Right? I mean, what's the purpose of it?
Well, Scal, you know what? Scal's got me thinking now. All right? I might be riding with you, Scal, because there's no intention for Martin to even jump for a rebound. It looks like a hip check in hockey.
Yep.
Where he's like, all right, let me give this guy a little pump. And so
it looks like Pat Maroon out there.
Yeah, Scal, you got me. I'm with you now. Maybe if it, Spoelstra did say, hey, listen, see if we could take this guy out.
And now Caleb Martin has put his Twitter account on private.
Oh, okay. Really?
Well, he knew they were coming. he knew people were coming. You heard Draymond Green talked about it last year. Boy, when them Celtics fans come for you, it is a problem.
This is Diane from Salem. Hello, Diane.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, great. I'm such a fan, Greg. I was with you when you were on your other radio station and when you were with LB. I'm also a huge fan of everybody else on the radio. Guys, thank you for the good work you're doing.
Oh, Diane, thank you.
So nice.
Absolutely. Guys, I'm calling because you mentioned something earlier, so I hope that the time hasn't passed by, but you were talking a little bit about the middle class and taxing the middle class. May I speak on that topic, even though it was about an hour ago?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, of course.
Thank you, guys. I'm a social worker, and I have a bachelor's degree only, so I've been doing the good work of social work for a long time now, but in order to supplement my income, I'm also a tour guide in Salem. They want to tax the tour guides in Salem now. This would be a brand new tax for the tour guides in Salem. And I was hearing you guys talk about continuing to tax the middle class. And I just wanted to speak up for us middle class, hardworking people. I'm trying very, very hard
productive member. Tour guides that are walking around, or is this similar to the pickup truck thing where the tour guides are driving like in a bus or what? Like what I haven't heard about it.
That's great. We are on foot. We're walking around the city of Salem. We are telling you the history of Salem.
Yeah.
And we're showing you some of the sites. And up until, you know, right now, there's no tax on us tour guides giving that, you know, tour. Hmm. They would start taxing us for our license.
Oh.
They would also start taxing us for the amount of people in our group that we brought around the city.
I guess
my point, Greg.
Yeah.
My point is, we're hardworking people. This is a job. This is a business. Witch City Walking Tours that was started by a woman that lives here in Salem.
Yeah.
We are residents of Salem. Actually, Saturday, we cleaned up the city of Salem for 2 hours. We're trying to help our community, and we're hardworking people, and they're making it harder, Greg.
Well, doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right. You know, by the way, I think... If you need somebody, I feel like Wiggy would make a great tour guide.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Well, it'd be 5 hours.
That's all right. But I take you to all the real cool spots. Like spots that, you know, you wouldn't know.
Really
that
no
happened.
History involved whatsoever.
Everybody on the tour would be like, okay, I got to cancel this reservation on Open Table.
You know, a drug deal went down back here in 1994 by one of my good buddies. Right. You know, this is an area after a certain time of the night you want to avoid from. A great basketball game just broke out one day between Skinny Mini. You know, he's a legend. But I think I would be a really good tour guide.
I think you would.
I think Courtney would do a great doomsday tour where she would show you where people were abducted.
Yeah.
Or like,
I would.
Do you know is there a lot of abduction stuff going on?
Well, I mean, like I would go to the Idaho house if I was out in Idaho. Like I would probably, if I lived in the area, would drive by just to see it.
I've done the scary tour guide, which is pretty cool.
Is the Karen retrial official? Are they going to get to opening statements today?
Well, Ted Daniel just tweeted that he is in court. They're about to resume, and they're looking for 4 more jurors before they can start any type of testimony. Yep.
Huh.
Hopefully that happens today. And
then we'll have opening statements from the prosecution and the defense.
Correct.
And this baby is underway.
Yes.
And another baby that's underway. Who should start net tonight? The Greg Hill Show Twitter. 200 votes in, 77% of the respondents, Swayman.
Yeah.
Wow. People change their mind.
This is like the Wiggy, this is like the AB poll before and after.
What? Real quick.
Because you would ask this, you would ask this question 3 days ago. They would have been like, "Oh, Lena's game two for sure."
I'm staying with it.
Courtney, you
are
the only one.
Yeah.
How can you go to Linus Allmark?
Because I think that Montgomery talked to them before, and I think that if he starts backpedaling on whatever they decided, I think that's going to be really bad for them.
In what way?
Because I think they have such a good working relationship. When Sophia was on, she talked about it. She said it's not a hoax. It's not just for TV. They really do balance each other out. They play off of each other. So if they have a sit-down meeting, Montgomery says, we are doing a rotation no matter who gets the start. Game one, if Swayman, you know, is lights out, we're still going to go to Linus the next game. If you do that and then you decide to backpedal off that, the mental game for those two, if they're going into this series prepared for a rotation, will be a disaster.
I just love, not Courtney, but the hardcore Bruins fans that were convinced that they were going to alternate and that everybody else was a complete and utter moron.
Well, you don't know yet.
Yeah, they
you
may still.
You won't know until morning skate. It could be the rotation is in play, Curtis.
He has to.
What?
Rotate.
He doesn't have to.
I guess he
even
doesn't.
Ken's off the island. He sent me a text. He says Swayman's starting tonight, and
really?
He was hardcore on the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, I just think.
No, look at Expert says 100% Allmark is the play.
That makes it sure 100%, but it will be Swayman.
See, that's why I said you should have just did what we all. Well, what I said you should have done is say, you know what,
my starting goaltender is Jeremy Swayman, and that's why it's gonna
because
be.
Let's say you stay with Swayman in game two. He's lights out again. There's no way you can go to Linus. How do you? And Curtis brought up a great point. You can't go to him in game three on the road asking him to start.
Right.
So now he has to sit for that series. And then if you win this first round against Toronto, how do you then go to Linus in the second round? You can't.
We should get two bowls of food and label one Swayman and the other Allmark and see which Pudge eats first this morning.
Perfect.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You get Michelle Tibbetts nut on and see her thoughts.
All right. Here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. Some exciting breaking news for Curtis. Some TV news. Netflix just announced that The Roast of Tom Brady will air live and unedited on Sunday, May 5th at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
God, Tom, this is so sad.
Oh, I think that's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Live and unedited?
No,
so,
no.
I wonder who's crushing them.
I mean, you've got, people? If you get Bill Belichick,
no way
that will be
Bill.
Unbelievable to
me. Yeah, you get
a sauced up Bill.
Oh, you'll have Peyton Manning will be there.
Right, you'll get the Wolf Pack.
Yep.
Edelman, Amendola, and Gronk.
Oh. I have to say, Gronk's post-playing career, less cringe than Tom's.
Yeah.
Panic setting in, he tweets from England or Spain. God.
This is kind of like low, because I feel like roast.
What's wrong with it?
Roast is for like Paris Hilton, not Tom Brady.
Yeah. Roast is for like.
All the big celebrities do roast.
No, it's like for like Gilbert Godfrey and. What big celebrities have done
roast? Justin Bieber.
Okay.
When did he do a roast?
He did a roast a few years ago.
Okay, does Michael Jordan, did Wayne Gretzky, did Tiger Woods?
It's for, like, you know, lower-level comedians.
Right.
I'm excited for it. A good weekend for our teams. The Bruins get it done 5-1 on Saturday to go up 1 in the series with the Maple Leafs. It was the Swayman who Montgomery sent out for Game 1. We will see who goes out for Game 2. The Celtics yesterday handled the Heat with ease, 114-94. The final, a triple-double from Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. They'll play tomorrow, but the Bruins play tonight. Puck drop is at 7 at the Garden. The Red Sox took down the Pirates 6-1 yesterday in Pittsburgh. Josh Winkowski went 3-1/3. He gave up one run on three hits while striking out one. And for the golf fans, the RBC Heritage is back underway this morning after it was halted for darkness yesterday. Scottie Scheffler is in the lead. And in the LPGA, Nelly Korda won her 5th in a row at the Chevron Major Championship.
Ah, great call. by Ty Allen, WS11, in the Twitch chat. We should do the great goalie flush off, since we were never able to pull that off with Mac Jones.
Friends with a guy who works for the Boston Water Commission, was up the road about a month ago. Listener of the show, so I can reach out to him.
All right.
Dan.
Yeah. All right. Get ready to flush your toilets. We'll do that.
And Courtney, I was certain you were going to say it was an Office reboot. I got so excited.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, Shaw's and Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Filet, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 44 degrees and sunny afternoon, high 57.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.